सैलम डियर लिसनर्स एंड आफ्टर द वेदम ट्यूटर एंड दिस ब्यूटिफुल भजन हमको तुमसे प्यार कितना. वेलकम टू रेडियो साई भजन क्लास रूम. बट टूडे वी आर नॉट गोइंग टू हैव द रेगुलर भजन ट्यूटर. द मंथ ऑफ नवम्बर हैज बिगन एंड वी थॉट वी शुड मेक एवरी एपिसोड ऑफ रेडियो साई भजन क्लास रूम स्पेशल इन दिस मंथ. And what we have decided is all these three Thursdays leading up to Bhagwan's 90th birthday, we will have bhajan medleys. So every Thursday you're going to listen to one bhajan medley. Some of them we have played before, but we have worked on them more. We have refined them, we have fine-tuned them, and now they sound much better. And we would also like to inform you that we are on the verge of releasing three products based on the bhajan medleys and the audio specials that you've been listening all this year through on our website and on our radio. There will be a product, bhajan medley, which will have four medleys, very beautiful ones, exhilarating, exciting. And you will have another album called Waves of Bliss, which will have instrumental renderings of many Sai bhajans, which are basically beautiful masterpieces of music, but completely based on the tunes that we are familiar with. We have uploaded so many of them on our website during this year, every month. And given the positive response to this, we thought it would be nice to package it as a product so that people can put it on their cars, on their homes, and listen and get into this bliss of Sai bhajans, these waves of bliss that is Sai bhajans. We have also, during this year, released so many songs. Again, many of them are original compositions and some of them are based on very popular songs composed and sung by great saints of the Lord. And we have packaged all these songs also. And this product is called Streams of Bliss. So we have Waves of Bliss, Streams of Bliss and Bhajan Medley, which is nothing but bliss undiluted. Because bhajan medley is something where you can, it just makes you forget yourself, because you have to be so much, it just captures every limb of your body, it captures every sense organ, your eyes, your ears, everything, it involves you completely. Because that is what a bhajan medley does, it captures you. And that is what the Lord wants, He wants that, you know, we should be captured by Him completely. That is when we can feel that oneness with Him and begin to experience that bliss that He is being, awareness, bliss, Atman. That is what is Baba. And that is the bliss that He wants to give us. That is the bliss that He wants us to experience every moment. And as the 90th birthday comes, we should only make efforts to be in this bliss, live in this bliss and become that bliss. And that is why, as a small endeavor, a small step in this direction, we have waves of bliss, streams of bliss, and the bhajan medley. Let me play for you one track from Streams of Bliss, one which is very popular, so many people have liked it, and which is very elevating, and which is rendered with so much precision. And the meaning of the song is also very profound. We'll dwell on the meaning after you enjoy the beautiful inspiration and the beautiful heartfelt offering with complete perfection and devotion.
Sagari re sagani sagamadamare sagari re sagani sagamadamare sagari re sagani sagamadamare. Gama ba da ba, gama ba gama sa ga ba.
ಸೂತ್ರ
Wasn't that such an elevating experience? If you understand the lyrics of this beautiful song, you'll only feel much more elevated, because the first line, Apastamba Sutramu Bharadwaja Gotramu Sakala Devata Rupamu Ratnakara Vansamu Sai Baba Anu Nivu Sai Baba Anu Nivu, means born in the Apastamba clan and Bharadwaja lineage, the embodied form of all gods, and the one who belongs to the Ratnakara clan, you are Sai Baba. You are Sai Baba. That is how the song begins, introducing Bhagwan at the earthly plane. But then it moves on and says, Jeevula broche devuru nivu, partilo velasina satyamu nivu. You are the Almighty who protects all living beings. You are the truth who has manifested in Puttaparthi. The next line, Koti Pusala Kokka Kolki Palla Palke Palke Gani Neetu Matala Koti Needadi Thadu. I may have made some mistakes in the proper Telugu, but what it means is his one word is worth a crore pearls, and he is certainly someone who does not speak crores of glib words. Swami is one of very few words. As Bhagwan used to say, he is one of mitahari, he used to eat less and he used to speak less, but every word he spoke, every word he speaks is a priceless treasure. And the next line, Poolani techi poojalu chesina mechu konnadu maa sai. Our Sai will not be pleased even if you bring flowers of all types and worship him. Hridaya kamalamu arpinchinacho sadayudai grahinchu. He is the one who will accept with his heart full of compassion only when we offer the Hridaya Pushpam, when we offer the flower of our heart. In fact, this is so significant. On one occasion, when Bhagwan was explaining the beautiful form of Lord Vishnu, who has Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma, and Bhagwan said, the Shankha refers to sound. He is the source of all sound. The chakra refers to time. He is the master of the wheel of time. Gada refers to his power. He is omnipotent. And then Swami asked the boys, what is the meaning of lotus? And when the boys did not have an answer, they said, Swami, lotus means being detached, because lotus, it means you be in the world but do not allow the world to be in you. Swami heard all these answers, but finally he said, lotus means heart. Lord Vishnu, having the lotus in his hand, signifies that he has all the hearts in his hand. All the hearts are, he is the master of all the hearts. Then one student asked, Swami, if that is so, then he is the one who is controlling us completely. Then how is it that we can ever even get thoughts which are not proper? Swami said, see, the Lord is so kind. He gives complete freedom. Yes, he is in the heart, but he gives complete freedom. He is not here to curtail your choices. He is not here to limit your freedom. He will take over completely only when you tell, there is nothing like mine, there is nothing like my choice, there is nothing like my will. I surrender to you completely. Only when you give voluntarily your mind, your heart to him, only then he takes over. Otherwise, he lets you do Because that freedom also is His gift. He doesn't want to take away that freedom that He has given you. That is what Bhagwan explained. The Lord is the master of all the hearts. And what He wants is this heart, this complete surrender, absolute surrender. Nitya Shanti Dai Ma Sai. Our Sai is the one who confers eternal peace. And the song goes on. He speaks wholeheartedly words which are suffused with love. He never indulges in empty rhetoric. He conducts himself in accordance with his own reality. He never finds faults in others. So the song begins with the earthly description of Baba. Then he describes Bhagwan as that supreme almighty being. And then it goes on to explain the characteristics of this being when this form, this almighty takes a human form. He is the one who never finds faults in others, who does not know what is falsehood, who does not know what is cleverness, what is cunningness. To him, every person is his reflection. Yalla jivula tanavale yanchuvadu. He considers all beings as his own reflections. That is what the Lord is, and that is what he wants us also to cultivate. So that is this beautiful song we heard now, and this is one of the songs in our new album, Streams of Bliss. And this is one thing that we want to do also in future episodes of this program, in this segment. We want to take up different songs that we have sung to Bhagwan, that the students have sung to Bhagwan, and dwell on the meaning, and also learn how to sing this song. So that is something that we want to do post 90th birthday in this segment, apart from doing bhajans, which we will also, of course, continue to do. And as I mentioned before, today we have for you a bhajan medley. We just now heard the introduction of Bhagwan as the one born in the Apastamba Sutra, Apastamba clan, and the Bharadvaja Gotra. And so today let's begin this series of medleys on this birthday month with the Ishwaramma bhajans medley.
Sai
कलयुग में अवतार लिए, कलयुग में अवतार लिए, कण कण में तेरा नाम साई, कण कण में तेरा नाम साई, कण कण रामनंदनाचारी प्रभु, ईश्वर रामनंदनाचारी प्रभु, परमेश्वर श्री साई प्रभु, ईश्वर श्री साई प्रभु, ईश्वर अईरा श्री साई रामना, बुद्ध जो राशा साई साई परति के बाबा,
शिरडी के साई परति के बाबा,
प्रेममय साई प्रेम प्रदाता,
प्रेममय साई प्रेम प्रदाता,
ईश्वरम वंदन जगत परिपाला,
ईश्वरम वंदन
विनाशक परम कृपाला,
पाप विनाशक परम कृपाला,
पाप विनाशक परम कृपाला,
पाप विनाशक परम कृपाला,
राम राम जय प्रभु कुल तिलका,
राम राम जय प्रभु कुल तिलका,
राजीव लोचन
राजीव लोचन राम,
ईश्वराम वसुत जय जगवंदना,
ईश्वराम वसुत जय जगवंदना,
रत्नाकर कुल दीपा,
रत्नाकर कुल दीपा,
रत्नाकर कुल दीपा,
रत्नाकर कुल दीपा,
साई रत्नाकर कुल दीपा,
रत्नाकर कुल दीपा,
అరవిందలోచన ఆతజనావన
సాయి నారాయణ సత్యనారాయణ
సాయి నారాయణ సత్యనారాయణ
అరవిందలోచన ఆతజనావన
ఈశ్వరాంబనందన దోష నివారణ జగన్నాథ హే సాయి జగన్నాథ హే సాయి జగన్నాథ
సాయి జగన్నాథ
శిరిడి జగన్నాథ పరిసి జగన్నాథ ఏ సాయి జగన్నాథ
ఏ శిరిడి జగన్నాథ ఏ పరిసి జగన్నాథ ఏ సాయి జగన్నాథ
ఏ శిరిడి జగన్నాథ ఏ పరిసి జగన్నాథ ఏ సాయి జగన్నాథ
సాయి రామ్ సాయి రామ్ సాయి రామ్
ಭಗಿನಂದನ ಮುರಳೀಧರ ಆನಂದದಾಯಕ
ಭಗಿನಂದನ ಮುರಳೀಧರ ಆನಂದದಾಯಕ
ಈಶ್ವರಾಂಬ ಸುತ ಶ್ರೀ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಪ್ರೇಮಾಮೃತ ಭಗವಾ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಮಂಗಳದಾಯಕನ
ಜಯ 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 ಶಿವ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಮಂಗಳದಾಯಕನ
ದಶರಥ ನಂದನ
So with that, it's time to move on. I hope you enjoyed and relished this bhajan medley, even if we had played this before. As I told you, this was a version which was fine-tuned, and you will agree with me that any number of times you hear medleys, you always want to hear it again, because this is something in which you just get lost. You lose yourself. And in that losing, you find Him, because you become one with Him in bliss, in love. So it's time to move on. Radio Sai Children's Hour, Prem and Ganesh are waiting to start their segment. I will be back after Radio Sai Children's Hour for a new episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. And today, we are going to have something very interesting. We are going to talk about Sai humor. We are going to talk about the lessons that Bhagwan instilled so beautifully in a way that only He can do. And how He used beautiful play of words, beautiful situations He created, so that the lessons that He wanted to impart to us gets into us in a manner that we can never ever forget. And when we hear these instances, we will remember the situation, because the situation is so interesting. We will laugh, at the same time we will learn. So that is coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, Radio Sai, Children's Hour. Keep listening. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.